are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are live every night, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. So please call in with your medical questions, your comments. We've had a great couple hours of the show. Got another great hour coming up. This is kind of interesting. Daily Mail has a list of yogurts and which yogurt to pick depending on your ailment. For example, they said if you have an upset stomach, you should use soy yogurt. They say soy yogurt, right? I guess helps you digest your dairy, helps you digest, get your calcium in. And they say because it allows you to avoid regular milk that has lactase, it allows your gut to heal. I don't know. I know a lot of people have soy yogurt. I've never tried it. I've never tried soy milk. I'm intrigued by soy because remember last week we were talking about how soy milk can improve your liver function and decrease triglycerides. Many of you that have fatty livers and have high triglycerides, soy is supposed to help. So it'll be interesting to try to get some of that in, especially soy milk. They say the Activia brand is supposed to help with the irritable bowel syndrome. I have irritable bowel. I've never really tried Activia, so I will try it, and I'll tell you if it works. They say if you have high blood pressure, then you want to eat blueberry yogurt. They say have low-fat yogurts. Now, again, this is per, who is the nutritionist that wrote this? Well, they don't say. Anyway, they say low-fat yogurts, of course, recommended as a diet to lower blood pressure, but choose one with blueberries and maybe add other fresh fruit. Honestly, those are the best yogurts, the ones where you add fresh fruit. All right, now remember, blueberries are packed with proanthocyanidins. Oh, that's hard to say. Proanthocyanidins, which help keep blood vessels relaxed, relax blood vessels, decrease vascular resistance, increase vascular compliance, and it's good. It's all good. If you're overweight, Greek yogurt. Many of us have known that for many years. You go to the Greek yogurt, especially the fat-free. All right, fat-free natural Greek yogurt has protein plus appetite curbing, more appetite curbing than natural yogurt. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. They say, of course, osteoporosis, your regular natural yogurt has calcium levels. Why not? Of course, low energy. There's supposed to be yogurts with whole grains. That may help. I don't know much about that. Hazelnut yogurt helps because of vitamin E. Vitamin E is an antioxidant found in hazelnuts that protects cells from DNA damage. Pretty cool. They say an average pot of hazelnut yogurt. Again, this is coming from Great Britain, so they speak differently. An average pot of hazelnut yogurt supplies a quarter of the Department of Health's daily vitamin E recommendation for women, which for the, over there is 3 milligrams. I forget. We have it in units. And they say put a tablespoon of wheat germ. Boy, they really know that. No, thank you. Doesn't sound or taste that good. All right, but you know what? Yogurt's not too shabby. Yogurt is not too shabby. I've never had a problem with that. Plus, for those of you trying to lose weight, my shoulder is in my microphone. Sorry, I had to move over. I had to kind of go to the next desk so you all got to listen to my shoulder. I know it's cracking. I think I got some rotator cuff thing. Sorry, now my boobie hit the microphone. Sorry about that. Woo! Okay, I'm sitting upright, but you gotta be careful. You cannot have the boobie hit the microphone. This is a clean family show. Clean family show. Alright, what are we gonna talk about? Looks like bike riders are still not wearing helmets. I know that may not seem like a big headline to you, but watch your kids. Watch your grandchildren. We're gonna talk about that. And sleep lessens the effect genes have on weight. So if you are destined to be overweight because of your genes, not blue genes, your genetic genes, and you get your sleep, it combats your genetic destiny. This is really cool. Really cool. We also have shopping cart safety. We need to talk about that. Also, it looks like women may be the lazier sex. Thanks a lot. And some other cool stuff that has come over. Well, I want to talk about this mother that was pouring bleach into her child's eye. This was ridiculous. And then looks like a federal judge has stopped the Texas healthcare law and funding law that was going to ban funding going to Planned Parenthood. So we have lots of news to cover. But, of course, what is the coolest news is what you have to bring to the show. So please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on Facebook as well. And big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. Big thanks and big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. All right. A glass of red wine may help you live longer. Again, another study saying red wine, but they found out why. This is why they think red wine helps you live longer. When they looked at mice that had a particular gene, the SIRT1, all right, the study in rodents found that when mice had this gene knocked out or turned off, resveratrol had no effect on them. We've been talking about resveratrol, a compound found in red wine. But tests of muscle tissue in mice with a normal S1RT gene that was functioning, when they were given resveratrol, it boosted mitochondrial function. Now remember, mitochondria is the energy source of the cell. A decrease in mitochondrial energy production has been linked to diseases, Alzheimer's, diabetes, etc., and aging. So this is kind of interesting. Now, resveratrol is found in the skin of red grapes, but the amounts they give their mice when they do in concentrated form, they say, is equivalent to 100 glasses of red wine a day. And now that is a lot of resveratrol. Again, I still don't know what the clinical ramifications could be with that. You know, I get very nervous when they package up something natural. I always do. You know, when you try to package up something natural in the form of a pill and it's supposed to be 100 times concentrated of something, I get a little nervous. But, so I guess if the gene is on, great. If it's off, it's not going to work. So the goal is to develop synthetic resveratrol compounds that activate S1RT and could be taken as a medicine. This way, if they activate the gene, assuming that's all the gene does, hopefully that helps prevent aging and some of these diseases. So pretty cool. It's nice to figure out why these things work. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.40. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,706.87, $853.43 for a half-ounce, or $426.72 for a quarter-ounce. That's $1,706.87, $853.43, and $426.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We got in the all-star team from Cintas, and they changed our ground game completely.
Cintas? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with Cintas from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to Cintas, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the Cintas team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Back on the Doc Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls. We're live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time, 1-877-362-3254. So a federal judge this week stopped Texas from preventing Planned Parenthood from getting funds through the state's Women's Health Program. Now, of course, the state immediately appealed this decision. Now, have you guys kind of been following what's been going on? Okay. Apparently, there's funds for a women's health program in Texas that, from what I understand, are federal funds. Texas does not want to share the federal funds or give it to Planned Parenthood. They want to use it for women's health program. I believe breast cancer screening, women's health, women's preventative exams. But they just don't want to share the money with Planned Parenthood. They don't want to fund Planned Parenthood. They're a state that received the funds. They want to decide what to do with it. Okay, understandable. However, it looks like a federal judge said, nope, you can't do that. It's unconstitutional. You got to give Planned Parenthood the money. So, U.S. District Judge Lee Yeagle in Austin ruled there is sufficient evidence that a law banning Planned Parenthood from the program is unconstitutional. He imposed an injunction against enforcing it until he can hear full arguments. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott appealed Yeagle's decision to the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, asking that it remove the injunction. I wouldn't be surprised if this later goes to the Supreme Court. The law passed last year by the Republican-controlled legislature forbids state agencies from providing funds to an organization affiliated with abortion providers. Texas law already required that groups receiving federal or state funding be legally and financially separate from clinics that perform abortions. Eight Planned Parenthood clinics that do not provide abortions sued over the new law. The clinics say it unconstitutionally restricts their freedom of speech and association to qualify to take part in state health programs. The judge accepted Planned Parenthood's argument that banning the organization from the program would leave women without access to clinics for basic health services and checkups. Okay, see, I don't get this. I don't get why states don't have regular clinics. Look at how we have health departments, etc. And that federal funding goes to that clinic. You don't start giving the money to, you know, these other, I mean, I understand that many of these organizations do need federal funds, you know, but if this is going to a women's health clinic, then there should be a state-run women's health clinic. I don't understand why it has to be fogged up with politics and Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood could apply for other grants. But if the state is given a women's health federal grant for women's health, they should be able to give it to the clinics that provide women's health and not have to be involved with other clinics that they don't want to be involved with. I don't understand that. Now, somebody could say, well, that's unconstitutional. Anybody has a right to federal funds. I didn't know that. I didn't know that anybody that has an organization can actually sue to get federal funds. Now, I can understand if a federal agency says we're going to give money directly to Planned Parenthood, but I don't see how the federal government can force a state to give money to Planned Parenthood. I don't get that. All right. Anyway, the judge accepted Planned Parenthood's argument that banning the organization from the program would leave women without access to clinics for basic health services and checkups. Well, then have Planned Parenthood out of the equation. And again, I don't want to criticize Planned Parenthood, but if Planned Parenthood is the cause of so much controversy, you know, why aren't states having their own then women's clinics? Why are we so dependent on Planned Parenthood? I mean, this was the issue we had with Komen for the Cure, the Komen Foundation. You know, if Komen Foundation wanted to give to other facilities and other organizations, they had a right to do it. But apparently Planned Parenthood went to Congress saying, you know, Komen has to help us. I don't get that. I don't understand how Planned Parenthood has that much power and control. I don't get that. I don't know. Anyway, so the court is particularly influenced, they said, by the potential for immediately loss of access to necessary medical services by several thousand Texas women. The record before the court at this juncture reflects uncertainty as to the continued viability of the Texas Women's Health Program. Texas officials have said if the state is forced to include Planned Parenthood, they will likely shut down the program that serves basic health care and contraception to 130,000 women that are underserved. The court observes that if the federal funds are phased out, Texas does not provide another source of funds, and the women's health program terminates. The controversy now before the court may be of no consequence. Apparently, the women's health program was established to provide care for poor women who were not otherwise qualified for Medicaid, cancer screenings, annual exams, birth control. Exactly. Again, I don't know why Planned Parenthood has to be involved unless there's no other clinic. Completely no other clinic in the whole entire state of Texas that can administer the care. Now, from what I remember in Southern Nevada, we had a women's health center that would provide medical care for underserved women and women's health, and then it closed. Now, I know there are other clinics that can offer, you know, women's care, but I mean, I can understand if you have a state where there is absolutely no other clinics that can offer state aid except Planned Parenthood, then I guess you got to work with Planned Parenthood. But if the state has clinics and they're trying to fund those clinics, why do they have to give money to Planned Parenthood or even the Komen Foundation or even, and like I said, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not a fan or I am a fan. I'm trying to objectively say here, I'm not going down that path. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Komen Foundation, but I don't want to go there. Whether you're a fan or not, if the state is given money, right, for their women's health initiative or the women's health program, they have clinics administering the care, they need that money for the care, why do they have to shunt it to Planned Parenthood? Why is Planned Parenthood in the equation? That's what just blows my mind. Zelina Gonzalez of San Antonio said she received abnormal test results and needed a follow-up appointment just before the state law took effect in March, and her area Planned Parenthood clinic lost funding. She said she couldn't afford the lab fees and other costs of going to another provider. Huh. So I guess my question is, and, you know, I talked about this years ago, where when they were starting to plan Obamacare and they were lobbying for it and spending money for it, I'm like, where are all the clinics in the cities? Now, yes, I remember training at one of the L.A. clinics, one of the STD clinics, and, I mean, it was definitely utilized. And we did have lines, and we would do STD testing. We would actually not run lab tests for the gonorrhea, chlamydia. We would actually gram stain them and look under a microscope. It's very easy to do, and it's cheaper. And so that's how we were able to cut costs. Then we gave them inexpensive antibiotics, and it seemed to work. All right. Now, of course, you do need funding for the doctors, et cetera. We were medical students, so, of course, we were free, but you still need a doctor overseeing, so you still need to pay, or you may need volunteers. But I don't understand why we don't have in every city, unless we do, and they're just oversaturated. But why isn't the government putting money into these clinics that could see these underserved people? You know, don't be starting to mess around with people's insurance. Don't be starting to mess with the employers. Threaten the employers with fines, right? Force them to choose between hiring somebody that has a family of five or firing somebody so they could save money. All right, why don't you use federal funds to put clinics? All right. Many cities will have donors that'll donate the CAT scan, donate the MRI. You could have pharmaceutical companies donate medications. There's ways to do this. And you could come up with clinics, use those funds. I mean, maybe that's what's happening. Maybe the state funds aren't enough. Maybe it's because Planned Parenthood gets a lot of the funds. Maybe there aren't enough funds. Planned Parenthood is the only source out there, because they also get donations. I don't know. But I think the system is a little messed up. And again, I don't want to criticize Planned Parenthood. They do a lot for women and women's care. And I know they are stigmatized because some of their clinics offer abortion services. But my problem is why they're always the center of all this controversy. It doesn't make sense. If we're going to have government funding, then there should be government clinics. Maybe we have government workers manning those clinics. We can get donations, etc., but it's not a private organization. Something the government does that people could go and take advantage of if they can't qualify for Medicaid. Yes, it's probably going to be super saturated, but at least then people aren't upset that they can't go to Planned Parenthood. I apologize if I'm a little naive about the situation. But to me, it looks like the Planned Parenthood is an arm of the government, and I didn't know that that's the relationship. And if it is the arm of the government, then maybe they have to disassociate from controversial type. Maybe you need to have two separate entities, one that does offer the abortions and one that doesn't. But right now, saying you're a Planned Parenthood clinic that doesn't offer abortions, so you should be okay getting money, it's just not making sense, and it's causing all this controversy and now possible loss of access to health care. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Take your emails to drdahlia.com. So in Tacoma, Washington, Jennifer Mothershead, a Washington State woman accused of repeatedly putting bleach into her toddler's right eye, pleaded not guilty this week to first-degree assault of a child on this week. Prosecutors said she was arrested Friday and charged with assault after a lengthy investigation. Apparently, her daughter had been airlifted to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle in May 2011 after sustaining a serious head injury. The girl was 14 months old at the time, also had an eye infection. Doctors called the Pierce County Sheriff's Department because they suspected head injury was a result of abuse. Now, when they asked the mother about the eye infection, she said her daughter's eyes had been swollen shut for about 4 weeks and that the issue began a couple months prior, when her daughter got a scratch on the eye playing in a barn. She said her daughter was given antibiotics and eye drops for the infection, and that she was a primary person to put them in her eyes, as her husband had just recently filed for divorce. According to court documents, she wanted the father's visits severely limited because of the baby's fragile eye condition. Now, the mom didn't provide an explanation for the head injury. The detective also noticed she really didn't show any emotion about the daughter's injuries, so they put the girl into protective custody. Now, the mom had brought the eye drops to the hospital. The staff member opened the drops and noticed a foul odor. They sent the drops to the FDA, and the lab determined the drops contained bleach. This is crazy. The staff at Harborview determined that the damage to the child's eyes was consistent with repeated exposure to bleach and ruled out any possibility that the eyedropper had been merely cleaned with bleach. Well, my question is, how did the mom get the bleach into the eyedrops? You know, most of those, they're packaged pretty tight. I mean, I gotta look at the nearest eyedrop bottle, but it's very hard to open up a dropper, put bleach in it, and seal it back up. They say the girl's condition improved, but she has lost vision in her right eye. Girl now lives with her father. Mom was ordered on $150,000 bail. This is creepy, absolutely creepy. But my question is, how did the mom get the bleach into the eyedroppers? That's kind of crazy. All right, let's go on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, 80% of bicycle riders aren't using their helmets. Come on, people. They don't use their helmets. All right, and they're getting head injuries. Researchers at Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center track more than 3,000 bicyclists at 43 locations near bike rental kiosks in Washington, D.C., and they found that helmets weren't used by more than half of all bicyclists and more than 4 out of 5 bike share riders. What does that mean? Does that mean like those bikes that have 2 at a time? Head injury accounts for about 1/3 of all bicycle injuries and about 3/4 of bicycle-produced deaths. So these are shocking numbers. Of course they are. Come on, people. Published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine, 15 programs in U.S. cities now allow riders to rent bikes from multiple kiosks, and 30 more are being developed with helmets. All right. You know, simple safety, people. Now, this was an interesting study that came. Excuse me. Overprotective parents could make playtime actually more dangerous for their children. So I would have been the type of mom, honestly, and I wasn't, but I always thought I was going to be the type of mom that would have their kid in a helmet even if they weren't on a bike, but just were kind of sitting there playing on the sidewalk. But anyway, a study conducted from Mineola, New York's Winthrop University Hospital found that each injury reported through the use of a slide occurs after a child rides on the lap of a parent. So when you have the kid on your lap as you go down the slide, you could actually be injuring your child more. Makes sense, parents. Makes sense. Dr. John T. Gaffney, a chief pediatric orthopedic surgeon, was behind the research, said parents are understandably shocked to discover that they played a part in injuring their child. Yes, if you're 180 pounds and your kid is 40 and you fall on your kid as you go off the slide, yes. All right. The original 2009 study was conducted after research found that there was an increase in playground injuries between 1999 and 2008. Okay. Many of these went to the emergency room. Fractures, bruises, cuts, sprains were 85% of all emergency room visits. 14% were lower leg bones occurred on a slide, injuries from a slide. If a parent appears anxious or fearful, the child will attend to these cues and respond. All right, well, I guess, you know, I don't know. You know, the kids don't come out with instructions. When the kids come out, you get a placenta, and I've talked about this. I believe there's a placenta code. I believe that there is a code on the placenta that actually tells you what to do with that kid, right? I'm honest, right? You give birth. The baby comes out, you're looking at the baby, you pass the placenta, nobody wants to look at the placenta. You know, doctor takes some cord blood out of it, he examines the placenta, right? And then the nurse whisks it off super quick, takes it to the, I don't know, cafeteria, uses it for Jell-O, I don't know. And you're looking at the baby and you're like, what if the placenta is the folded up piece of instructions that comes out? Maybe there's a code to that placenta. So I think all future moms should, after they give birth, tell the nurse, no, don't hand me the baby. Just hold on to the baby. I got many years to look at the baby. Just keep the baby for a second. Hand me the placenta. And I don't know whether it be Braille or what. try to read that placenta. And I bet the placenta are the instructions to the baby when it comes out. Just a thought. Just a theory. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, they say sleep will lessen the effect genes have on weight. So for those of us that go, well, the reason why I got a big tushy, and I do, is because of my mom or my aunt or my sister. Well, all the women in my family, you know, look like weebles. Well, they say you could combat that. All right? You know, we've always talked about how less sleep has been linked to weight gain. Okay, that is nothing new. Nothing new. So, why not more sleep help with weight? Anyway, Watson and his colleagues, Watson from the University of Washington Medicine Sleep Center in Seattle, looked at weight, height, and sleep duration of 600 pairs of identical twins and 484 sets of fraternal twins. People were considered to get short sleep if they slept less than 7 hours a night, normal sleep if they slept 7 to 8.9 hours, and long sleep if they slept 9 hours or more. Interesting, because we usually tell people we want 8 to 9 hours. The average age of participants were 37 years. Average sleep duration was 7.2 hours a night. They found that those who slept longer at night had lower body mass index based on weight and height. People who sleep less increase their genetic risk of an elevated BMI. For twins averaging more than 9 hours sleep, genetic factors accounted for about 32% of weight variations. For those sleeping less than 7 hours, genetic factors accounted for 70% of weight. They say both sleep need and BMI are inherited traits. Some people just need more sleep than others. Now, researchers don't know which genetic pathways involving weight are influenced by sleep. It could be hunger, satiety, fat storage, metabolism, etc. But we know that sleep deprivation can increase the hunger hormone and decreases the level of a hormone that makes you feel full. Kind of interesting. Why don't they just give us the hormone that makes us feel full? Just do that. Just make a whole bunch of that hormone, give us that hormone, and we'll take it. Now, I get it, guys. I know it's hard. I mean, for me, I probably average 7 hours of sleep, if I'm lucky. And then I take a nap, a little nap in the middle of the day. And I'm a happy girl. I'm fine. Yes, I could lose a little bit more weight, but, I mean, overall, I'm happy. I used to need 9-10 hours all the time, but I really need my nap. So, unfortunately, splitting the sleep up, it doesn't give you as many benefits. Maybe the ATP that you burn when you sleep really is significant. I mean, when I used to do my 36-hour shifts, when I was working the wards as a medical student and intern, I thought I would lose weight because you're running around. But you don't lose weight because you're not sleeping. I actually gained a little weight. And I didn't have any extra meals in the cafeteria. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia coming right back. Coming right up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just some quick headlines. Jessica Simpson did give birth today. 9-pound, 13-ounce baby girl, Maxwell Drew Johnson. I guess her name is Maxwell Drew Johnson. Baby doing good. 9 pounds, 13 ounces, almost a 10-pound baby. Wonder if Jessica Simpson had gestational diabetes, had high blood sugar during the pregnancy. Usually those give bigger babies. But she's happy. It sounds like everyone's doing well. Good for her. Congratulations to her. Tasers may cause cardiac arrhythmias and cardiac arrest. Researchers looked at 8 men. 7 of the 8 had died after they were tasered to the chest. So, again, they're kind of looking at, well, maybe we shouldn't taser to the chest. Maybe we should taser to the earlobe or taser something else. So, not sure where that's going to go, but we'll watch. Also, news broke today that non-mom with non-tuplets, non-uplets, possibly 9 babies, supposed to be given birth in 3 weeks. They say the woman's crazy. She's not pregnant. She had her fallopian tubes removed a few years back, And when we ultrasound a uterus, there was nothing in there. Now, again, I haven't been able to verify that yet, but if that's the case, we have a woman in Mexico thinking she's pregnant with 9 babies. And they say if she really thinks she is, and she's not doing this for attention or money, and it's not a scam, then she is going to be very depressed when she realizes that it's not true. So just have, you know, on standby, people ready. All right, looks like a college student was left in a holding cell for 5 days after police forgot about him. He lived. 24-year-old college student was left in a police holding cell. This occurred, I guess he's a student from the University of California, San Diego. An unidentified man and 8 others were detained following a raid on April 21 that yielded 18,000 ecstasy pills, other drugs, and weapons. 7 suspects were taken to county jail. Another was released, but the student from UCSD was somehow left behind. Each suspect was interviewed in separate interview rooms and frequently moved around between rooms and cells. The individual in question was accidentally left in one of the cells. Wasn't clear if he had any access to food or water. Federal authorities said they will review their detention policies in the wake of the incident. Yes, that would be nice. Apparently, he was taken to the hospital, treated, and released. All right, so, was it a building that they left? I don't know. But, wow, 18,000 pills of ecstasy. Now, bullying is a huge problem. They even have a movie out now talking about bullying. But I guess dolphins may be bullied. Now, remember there was a dolphin who got stuck in the California wetlands? They think that dolphin could have been a victim of bullying. They said a solitary dolphin who has spent the past 5 days swimming in California wetlands while the rest of its pod swim back towards the ocean may be the victim of bullying. The animal at the Bolsa Chica wetlands in Southern California has been seen last week with other dolphins. However, when it went to leave the nature reserve, 2 other dolphins reportedly emerged blocking its path toward the ocean. Ooh. They say dolphins can be very aggressive towards each other. They're not sweet, loving animals that are all cute that everybody likes. Dolphins can be pretty mean. Crowds, of course, have been gathering to watch a 700-pound animal since it was first spotted 30 miles southeast. On Friday, a swimmer and 2 lifeguards on paddleboards entered the water to test the condition of the dolphin, which had been swimming erratically in small circles. They found it to be healthy with a good heartbeat. Experts believe the dolphin is going to be able to leave the wetlands but doesn't want to because those other guys are bullies. When the 2 other dolphins emerged and seemed to block its path, the dolphin dove under the boards and swam back to the wetlands, leading to the suspicion of bullying. Also, we find Facebook posts. No, okay. So, oh, interesting. Very interesting. I don't like to see dolphins bullied. I like to think of dolphins as being good animals, you know, and nice and sweet and cute and going, you know. That's why we go to SeaWorld. I miss Marineland. Remember in California we had Marineland. That was cool. I had good memories there, of course, of dolphins. Now, all right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY. Now, I love watching some of these legal cases, especially when they get a little medical. So this John Edwards case, I haven't been able to, you know, follow too much. I mean, we know John Edwards had a mistress while his wife was dying of cancer and then had a love child. And now there's issues with a close aide, Andrew Young, trying to cover up the love child, things like that, and then campaign funds. Well, what's interesting now is John Edwards' side defense attorneys are trying to say that Andrew Young and his wife, who apparently, and the wife had, I guess, a migraine, maybe had taken Ambien, etc. Since these medicines for migraines or for sleep could cause memory loss, their testimony should be thrown out. This is very interesting. John Edwards' lawyers made a point of asking the wife of former senator's close aide, Andrew Young, whether or not drinking and prescription medications could have had any impact on their memory about the cover-up that they helped perpetrate to hide Edwards' pregnant mistress. Sherry Young, whose second day of testimony has detailed much about how she and her husband cashed checks of nearly $1 million to help house and hide the former presidential candidate's mistress, Riel Hunter, during the 2008 campaign. He drank a lot in 2006 and 2007. I don't believe after that, she said, of her husband. Her husband was one of Edward's closest aides. When the couple became embroiled in a year-long effort to cover up the former U.S. senator's extramarital affair and the pregnancy that resulted from it. Now, apparently, these are the two key witnesses. From what I understand, I was listening to Judge Napolitano. No, is it not Judge Napolitano? Is it Judge Napolitano from Fox? He said, if these are the two key witnesses, and John Edwards' defense attorneys could say these medications and drinking alcohol could mess with their memory, the jury cannot use their testimony, there's a possibility the case could be thrown out. When asked about a meeting where she told FBI that Ambien makes her husband loopy and he couldn't remember things the next day, she argued that she had said as much, lending the prosecution some ammunition in their attacks. Very, very interesting. All right, so I'm here to tell the truth about my experiences, about my life, she said in response to the defense lawyer. It was a lie when we accepted paternity for your client, and that is why we are here today. So they pretended the baby was theirs. They kept about $1 million secretly donated by two wealthy campaign supporters while the couple helped hide and care for the pregnant mistress. The Youngs also made hundreds of thousands of dollars from Andrew Young's 2010 tell-all book about the affair and movie rights. Edwards has promised to admit the baby was his after Hunter gave birth in February 2008, she said, but instead went on national television to lie about the affair, even after tabloid reporters photographed him with the mistress and his baby that summer. I tell you, what are these people doing? You know, these are the people that want to make the decisions for our country. No wonder Obamacare was such a piece of junk. You know, what is going on? I'm not saying all politicians are bad, but, you know, you look at all these, you know, cases. You look at, you know, these congressmen that have, abused their slush funds. And you look at Clinton with, you know, Monica, Lewinsky in the Oval Office. And I know people like to have sex and they have passion, et cetera. But then the cover-up and the lying and you know, even though people love Clinton and Obama surely needs to use him to get his message across, you know, you want to think that your president, that your presidential candidates, that your congressmen, that your senators just have some class. You want to hope that there's just some class, that we could look up to them, you know? But just doesn't happen that way. What are you going to do? All right, guys, great show tonight. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please stay tuned. If you missed any of tonight's show, go to my on-demand button on my Dr. Dahlia website. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network. Kyle, of course, I love you. You are awesome. And thank you, all of you, for listening to the show. Take care.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.